You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Diane Swanbrow reporting from the University of Michigan. Kira Burdett, a researcher at the UM Institute for Social Research, studies relationships across the lifespan. In a recent study of 800 people, she examined how people's relationships with their spouses, children, and best friends changed over time. Among her findings, while we're less negative about how things are going with our children and best friends, we get more negative about our spouses.
Research has shown that relationships are very important for our health, but it's often assumed that these relationships are positive and supportive. But we all know that our relationships can be very irritating, even those that are very close. And I think understanding and describing those irritating aspects of our relationships is an important pathway for discovering, first, what types of irritations are normal to experience, and then, second, what are the best ways of coping with these irritations that we experience in our relationships. And these findings might help us to have happy and irritating relationships that are actually good for our health.
According to Burdett, when it comes to our spouses at least, a negative relationship can actually be a positive thing.
It might be that spouses become more negative because they have lots of contact, more so than other relationships, and that they become more comfortable expressing their negative feelings over time.
We're talking about negativity related to the daily hassles and demands of living together, how you squeeze the toothpaste, whether he picks up his dirty clothes, that kind of stuff, not deep-rooted disagreements about what's right and how to live. And Burdett believes that even though our spouses may demand too much from us and get on our nerves more, that doesn't mean we don't love them. In fact, she's found that our relationships with our spouses are likely to be the most ambivalent we have. We love them and we hate them.
I think it's the way that you actually deal with the problems or negative feelings that really matters for your relationship. It's important not to use strategies that are harmful to your spouse, such as yelling and name-calling. Sometimes it might be better to step away from the situation and calm down before directly dealing with the problem. I think it's helpful to know that in most ways relationships improve as we age, and that negativity is a normative aspect of all of our relationships, and that these findings might reduce some of the pressure and guilt we feel when our relationships aren't going as perfectly as we would like. It's important for people to have good quality relationships with a range of people, not only their spouses. Among people who did not have a best friend, the spousal relationship was more important for their well-being than people who had best friends. So it's important to have lots of friend and family relationships that are of good quality.
Kira Burdett is a research fellow in the Life Course Development Program at the UM Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.